This is the John Gibson Morning Digestion, headlines and my take on the news, starting now.
It is the Morning Digestion for June 10th. So there's mostly migrant news, a little bit of Trump news. New York Times scoffs at Trump's Mexico deal in the works for months. The natural question is, well, then why wasn't it in effect? If it was negotiated under Kristen Nielsen back then, why was Mexico dragging its heels until Trump bashed him over the head with the threat of tariffs? Today would have been the day, by the way, that tariffs kicked in and he called them off because they promised to put 6,000 troops on the border and stop these caravans. Washington Post, Trump defends a deal with Mexico that critics say won't work. All they do is bitch. Wall Street Journal, Mexico wearies of U.S. tactics. Hey, we're damn tired of their tactics, too. You know, they haven't done shit on this migrant thing forever. And, you know, while claiming that they're our best trading partner. Yeah, well, do something about all these people. Doctors complain that Border Patrol watches six migrants like hawks, even when they're being treated. That's in the New York Times. New York Times, Central American migrants head to Europe. It's not a bad idea. I mean, if they're paying thousands of dollars for coyotes to bring them across the border here, why not go to Europe? Buy two tickets, go. You know. Anyway, the Times says they're doing it. New York Times, Trump's bullying won't fix the migrant crisis. This is a columnist who basically says, so America, you should just give up. San Francisco Chronicle, California is going to give health coverage to undocumented young adults. So, you know, they'll head for California. Politics. Now, this is kind of weird. It's in Politico. It says Biden's high-risk strategy, ignoring the lefties and pretending the Democratic Party isn't different than it used to be. It's an interesting story about Biden's strategy overall, but it sort of ignores that he caved last week on the Hyde Amendment. Washington Post, Elizabeth Warren has so many ideas. She's just nonstop ideas. New York Times, mobilizing rural black voters. Often think of rural as white and Republican, as lady saying, no. A lot of rural black voters who are Democrats. New York Times, 19 Democrat wannabes showed up in Iowa this weekend. Did I read that right? Could be. New York Times, how old should a president be? Democrats cross the age scale from, you know, barely qualified at 35 to, you know, Bernie and Joe Biden. Washington Post, for many Democrats, the impeachment question is, what will my grandkids think of me if I don't do this? Bizarre. Trump news, trying to figure out if Dowd's voicemail to Mike Flynn was at Trump's request, which would then be obstruction of justice. That's when Dowd called up Flynn and said, you're not going over the other side, are you? Because, you know, the president still likes you. New York Times trying to figure out Bill Barr. Is he a straight shooter who takes actions that might hurt Trump or what? It's just basically the long thumb-sucking piece about Bill Barr's career, which is quite extensive. Washington Post, John Dean is going to testify before Congress on the Mueller report. God knows why. So Trump called him a sleazebag. One of the other things that I've noticed in the papers of late is that, well, especially in New York Times, there's just a lot of not news in the paper. It's, you know, just stuff that seems like, well, you know, why? I mean, maybe this is interesting. I don't know, but it just got a lot of people working on stuff that isn't news. How safe is sunscreen? Well, I mean, right in the headline, they say, well, apparently it gets in your blood, but it's better than getting skin cancer. So then what's the point? New York Times front page, special on a ferry accident in South Korea 5 years ago that killed 250 kids. Could it happen again, they ask. Jeez. New York Times, vampire birds have fascinating inner life. What? New York Times, how many shades of white are out there? I have to paint my place and I'm so confused. Oh my God. This is taking the place of news? Guns. Parkland arrests of the cop raises the question, should cowardice be criminalized? That's in the Washington Post. Former Red Sox star David Ortiz, Big Pappy, shot in the Dominican Republic, begs the doctors, please don't let me die. I'm a good man. You know, Dominican Republic having a lot of trouble lately. There's other stories about this resort where, you know, people keep dying. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, 16,000 people in L.A. live in cars, vans, and RVs. That's in the L.A. Times. Also in the L.A. Times, in L.A., bathrooms from the homeless will cost $300,000 per. Washington Post, in Alabama, rapists have child custody rights. The Washington Post is pissed about that. Wall Street Journal. PG&E makes good on promise to cut power to avoid wildfires. This is what they said, you know, after those big fires last year. Is that when it was? Was it earlier this year? I'm not sure. I said, well, we're just going to have to cut power to some of these areas because trees fall on power lines, or the power lines get blown down in the wind and then they start fires. So we're just going to have to cut power. Well, they're doing it. Cutting power to a resort area called Lake Berryessa. And, you know, they're keeping their promise. You don't want fires, do without power. So people are having to use generators and stuff. This one really meant something to me. The LA Times, James Arness dies at 88. James Arness was Marshal Matt Dillon in Gunsmoke, which was on the air forever. I mean, I watched it as a kid just, you know, for years and years and years. And then when I went to the UCLA Film School, the editing class, where we all learned to edit, they gave you a roll of film, 16-millimeter film, that was a copy. They made hundreds of copies for everybody in the editing classes. That was a the all the takes, all the camera angles on a fight in a bar, in the saloon in Gunsmoke. So you edited together the fight, and you know, there was like three angles, and you know, guys swinging, guys flying, busted tables, all that stuff. And oddly enough, I mean, I think one of the interesting things was when they screened these things in the editing class, everybody's fight scene looked different. There were just a million ways to go there. Anyway, James Arness, his younger brother, Peter Graves, died in 2020. James Arness, 6'7". Marshal Matt Dillon died at 88. That's the morning digestion. There's not a lot in the news today. Sorry, not my fault. Write to me at host@johngibson.com, and you can call in and leave a voicemail in the bitch box at, what's the number now? Oh, 859-J-Gibson, 859-J-Gibson. If you call and complain or say something nice about me, I'll put you in the podcast. And I do read emails, so it's host@johngibson.com. And tell your friends, subscribe to the podcast. Comes out in the afternoon, usually by the time you're driving home. $3.50 a month, dirt cheap. And I go over the news at some length with some sound bites and a birthday, excuse me, and somebody's birthday, a musician usually. That's the morning digestion for now.